Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So today I'm going to try to do the French accent that nobody does. When you get the French people, they try to do the English, but their tongue is so tense, like they are frightened to make any kind of word shapes in their mouth. That is the French accent that they do, some of them.
It's going to be one of those weeks. I thought I did some music this morning. This is the music I did. I don't know why. Just sort of sometimes you just need to get out. Anyway, in the podcast today, morning, how the devil are you? Two obsessions of mine I'm going to share with you in a little bit. Other news though. Mars. And we start with this. A Snapchat. Do you use it? Of course you don't. You're over 15. Snapchat brought out a new thing. It's called local lenses. Local lenses. What could possibly go wrong? It allows you to collaboratively, effectively, in an artificial augmented reality way, paint over the world. So they've done this trial in Carnaby Street, and that means that you know, with your camera and Snapchat, you can sort of paint, you can graffiti over the shops and stuff on Carnaby Street, and then like there's a collaborative thing, and you can sort of have competitions with other people who are doing it to see who, you know, who's. It's like you picked. I mean, to be honest, you picked the wrong country to debut this in. And you need some really smart algorithms in there, because there's only one thing we're going to be drawing, right? You've literally covered Carnaby Street in male appendages. Well done, Snapchat! We just wanted to bring dick pics into the real world. Mars is at its biggest and brightest right now. Good morning! I saw it, I think, last night. It's in the southeastern hemisphere, which, as any normal person knows, is down and right. So if you look down and right, southeast, you should see Mars tonight. Every 26 months, you get opposition, which means that everything's sort of lined up with the sun on the same side, and it means it's really bright and you can see it. Okay. It's very exciting. It's just 38 million miles away now. I mean, that's nothing. We've got some emails to get to, but I thought I'd talk to you just briefly about why I am a crashing nightmare to live with. I think some of you might sort of think, oh, that'd be what fun? What fun? Jake's fun. I'm not. It's horrendous. I have two current obsessions, and I can't leave them alone. And so, you know, think of Kim living with this. My two current obsessions are with DJ The Best. I'll come on to him. And Andy Collins. Andy Collins on Three Counties Radio. The sound of hearts, beds and bucks. BBC. Andy Collins does the breakfast show on Three Counties Radio. And this podcast is called Not Today, Thank You. And I can't, I don't know why, I can't take it anymore. And I should. It's news in that, and that's good. I like the news, but I can't take today's programme when the men are fronting it. So it's sort of casting about. I can't take Zoe Ball. She's a very nice person. I can't. Hello, lovely. Calling you lovely, sort of thumbing you into that sort of position. You will be lovely, and this will be lovely. Okay, lovely. Where do you go? Radio 3 is good, but sometimes you just sort of want speech. And some. Anyway, I've landed on Andy Collins on 3 Counties Radio. How the devil are you? And I can't stop trying to do his voice. He's got one of those voices that you cannot leave alone. Oh, we have a laugh. Right. If you don't believe me, this is what I'll tell you what. If you don't believe me, I'll say to him, let's put some on. Here is Andy Collins on 3 Counties Radio.
The sound of beds, hearts and bucks.
Andy Collins. BBC. 3 Counties Radio.
Good morning, one and all, and welcome to BBC Three Counties Radio. It's Friday, the 9th of October. I'm Andy Collins. How the devil are you? So, it's Friday. The weekend is nearly upon us. Yippee, we've made it. What have you got planned? What are you doing? I'm working Friday night, Saturday night. I've only got Sunday off. But, you know what I mean? Pays the bills. Got to be done, innit? Got to be done when you can. But what have you got planned? Where are you going? Are you going anywhere? You staying in? You going out? You doing anything glamorous? On our show this morning, well, we're gonna send you off to your weekend with hopefully a smile on your face.
Hopefully there will be a smile on your face. How the devil are you? I can't leave it alone. I can't leave it alone. I can't leave it alone, Kim.
I'll leave it.
I can't. I love him. I love it. It's, yeah, like it's, I don't know, like, it's right. It's what it is. That's the thing. There are some things that you can dismiss. You can poo-poo, but the fact is they work on something. Something keeps me listening to Andy Collins. Something. Not Kim. Kim generally just has her fingers in her ears going all the way through the school run. But that is, for me, Andy Collins, that's the way to start my morning. That's what I want in my ears. I don't get Andy Collins anymore. Yeah, because you're doing the school run. Might have to have a chat about that. Anyway, that's obsession number one. Let's go for obsession number two. Same principle, shouldn't work, does somehow. Gets into your head. So I found DJ the best. I'm the best. I don't know who he is. Nobody knows who he is. But he's definitely the best DJ, and he does some freestyling that beggars belief. So if you can imagine a man with a sort of asymmetrical ponytail wearing a long sort of trench coat that you'd buy in Burton's circa 1992, he's walking up a sort of, there's like a derelict building, sort of concrete pillars, like some sort of industrial landscape, all long gone to seed, discarding an umbrella for no reason at all. It's not raining and it hasn't stopped raining by the look of it. Then he's got shades on and he starts spitting his lyrics like this, and I am obsessed. And you'll listen to it and go, okay, I don't get it. But I promise you, 2 days from now, you're going to be saying, DJ the best, DJ the best, I'm the best, I promise you.
DJ the best. Are you ready for this? I don't think so. Let's do it. 3, 2, 1. Go, yeah. DJ the best, I'm in your house, shooting up your family and even your mouse. I've got so many guns, so I shoot them at your face. You think this is fun?
Bam, bam,
bam. You're dead, DJ the best.
DJ the best. You're the best.
DJ the best.
DJ the best.
Yeah.
But he can sing too. He's an amazing singer.
DJ the best.
He's the best. Come on.
DJ the best. Yeah.
Come on.
One more time, let's do it.
Yeah, all right. Yes, yes.
DJ the best, I always kill police because I'm a gangster. They can't ever catch me. I shoot my bad friends because they are so bad. So I blast them. They should have not been bad. DJ the best. Yeah, let's slow it down a little bit. DJ the best, come on. Yeah. When you grow up in the hood,
yeah,
you have to do everything you could, cause everyone is fighting for their lives.
These are the best.
Like I have a gun, cause I'm the one. DJ the best.
Yes!
Yeah, for real.
For real?
Yeah.
Come on.
DJ the best.
I won't play much more of this. Don't tune away. I promise. Come on.
DJ the best.
You need to hear the freestyling, though.
DJ the best.
Just the freestyling. Please let me play the freestyle. Please, please.
Now let's freestyle.
Yes!
DJ the best. I'm like the best ever. I'm DJing every day, every forever. I'm coming to your house and I shoot you again in the face like I said before, my friend. Just kidding, you're not my friend because I shoot you. Pow, pow, pow. Don't you regret to making my friends because you're so stupid. Lil Wayne is not good. I'm the best. DJ the best.
DJ the best.
Yeah.
That's DJ the best.
The best.
Yes.
Forever.
Forever. This,
buy my album.
Yeah, but I will buy your album. Believe me.
It's real as it gets.
It's so real.
DJ
sadly.
The best.
Sadly, the album is not real, in as much as you can't buy it. And I'm sad about that. That was released in May 2009. And here we are, 11 years on, and the album has yet to drop, as the kids would say, which is heartbreaking. And actually, he's had, I think, about 16,000 views, something like that. The best views, though. Actually, it's a trope. It's very Trumpian. It's very ahead of his time. But to all the comments beseeching him, please release the album. Please, everyone says, please. Everyone's enjoying it. I think we need to try and find him. I can't find him anywhere on the internet. And I want to remix him too. Can we do that? Let's do that. Not now. Don't worry about it. Anyway, DJ the best. He's the best DJ. Everyone says so. Hashtag find DJ the best. Let's find him. Surely we can find him. Come on. Come on. Right. Hannah. Morning, Jake. Hope all is well with you and yours and the lovely podders. You plonker. I'm sure that you'll have already been sent this, but just in case you haven't, no. I don't know. I feel like this might be old news. Maybe I have seen this. Nicholas Sturgeon thinks Jaffa Cakes are definitely biscuits and the internet's gone wild. No, this is new. What? Nicholas Sturgeon's declaration that Jaffa Cakes are definitely a biscuit has reignited an age-old debate. Oh, God, this goes back to 1991 and the whole thing about should they pay VAT because you have to pay them on chocolate biscuits. What a stupid system. Anyway, in my humble opinion, a Jaffa Cake is definitely a biscuit, she said. But there you go. That's probably one of the most controversial things I've said and a brief attempt at humour in an otherwise difficult time. What we need, okay, from Westminster is more jokes. That's great. Well done, Nicola Sturgeon. You've kicked the hornet's nest there, haven't you? And thanks, Hannah, for bringing that to my attention. Cake, biscuit or disgusting old slop that should just be flushed straight down the toilet to cut out the middleman. You decide. Don't bother. Don't care, not interested. Hate the Jaffa Cakes. Sorry. Jonathan. Hi, Jake. My worst job. Oh, yeah. I wanted to know about your worst jobs. It's a bit, you know, mawkish of me, isn't it? Anyway, I was hired for 3 days by a temp employment agency to work in a lab. I had visions of working with a professor in a white coat, doing all kinds of special amazing experiments. My imagination ran wild. I can see it now. The curly-whirly tubes, the triangly beakers, all the clamps. When I turned up the next day, I was in a scruffy porter cabin. I was met by two very normal young guys wearing jeans and t-shirts. Jeans and No professor in sight. The main guy told me that the person who had my job the day before only lasted half an hour. The hell kind of laboratory is it? I said, of course that's not going to happen to me, laughing at the ridiculousness of such a thing. By the way, the hours were 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. I soon found that the job involved jumping onto the back of lorries and plunging a thermometer into tar to measure its temperature. as in the tar you put on the roads. I then had to log the temperature on a piece of paper that I would need to carry with me on a clipboard. Come on, dude, you got to carry a clipboard? 28 years I've been working and I've never had a clipboard. Wait, 27. Anyway, the main guy asked me, hey, it was my anniversary of working at the weekend. Yeah, 27 years. God, what have I got to show for it? Anyway, the main guy asked me,
do you have any wellies? You need wellies. It's hot and dirty on the back of those lorries. Your shoes will get destroyed.
I didn't have any. I was also wearing a white T-shirt and light blue jeans. The main guy asked me,
what size boots are you?
I said, size 12. And he said, here you go. I've got size 9s for you. Oh, my God. So I ended up hobbling out of the porter cabin, running a few hundred yards to run up steps to jump on the back of a lorry before the lorry got away to plunge a thermometer into the hot tar. By the end of that task, the paper on the clipboard was totally black with tar, so you couldn't see my temperature readings and my clothes were destroyed. I also couldn't walk the next day. I did last the whole 12 hours that day. But needless to say, I didn't go back for the next 2 days of work. That's the door. Thanks, Jonathan Cohen. I always thought Jonathan Cohen, was he not the guy who was the piano player on Play Away and Play School and stuff? He was called Jonathan Cohen, wasn't he? He was amazing. Do you remember? He had the proper 70s headphones, the white ones. He was like the musical director of a lot of kids' stuff. I remember watching him and then migrating onto Smash Hits when I was 12, magazine. And you'd read all these interviews with, like, the pop stars. And they'd all say, you know, who are your biggest influences? And so many of them would say Cohen. And I'd be like, well, wow, because I love him. But I had no idea that Spandau Ballet were so crazy about him. Anyway. That was that. I got a really lovely email from Pat, and I want to check that he's okay with me sharing it. So I'm not gonna share it just yet. DJ the best. I'm so sorry. I'm not sorry. I've sown a seed inside you, and it's gonna grow now, and you're gonna be begging me for more. Yes, you are. You'll be back. You always come back. Please come back. Before I go, though, a couple of things. One is people have been asking for the address again. There's a physical address if you want to send anything in. Ideally, no bigger than 50 centimetres cubed, because otherwise you'll bankrupt me. But I'm thinking I'd quite like to set up a gallery if you'd like to do a drawing. You could do some macaroni art, couldn't you? And send that in. I'd love that. Or... well, I'm just saying it's my birthday, I think, on Saturday. If you want to send a card. That's a bit needy. I don't really need you to do that. Anyway, the point being, people have asked for the address again. So it's sweet, small metal locker, number 451. So Jake Yap, you need to address it, Jake Yap. Sweet 451, 20 St. Loys Street. That's St. as in St. L-O-Y-E-S, Street, St. Loys Street, Bedford, MK41ZL. And I'd like to know for tomorrow, what do you think has become of DJ the Best? That was 11 years ago. You know, time moves on for people, doesn't it? What's he up to now, do you think? Is he a kayak instructor? Did he get crippled for life in a drive-by Tupperware unboxing? I mean, anyway, whatever your theory is, has he settled down? Where does he live? What's he doing? At Not Today Pod on Twitter, or you can email nottoday@swanburst.com. I'd love to know. I miss you, DJ the Best. You were always the best. I'll see you tomorrow.
DJ the Best forever. Buy my album. This is real as it gets. DJ the Best.
This has been the best Swanburst Media production. The best.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.